כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
This balagan. Moshe Rabbeinu is a prince in the palace. And he saves the Jew from being beaten and killed potentially by the Egyptian. And the next day, he hears two Jews, sees them fighting, comes, tries to stop it. And what do they say? You're going to kill us too? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Now I know why they have this balagan. Halargeni ata omer. Rashi tells us because he used his speech to kill. Halargeni ata omer. Really, what's causing all the death? It's their speech. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achen noda adavar. Now I know why they have this problem. They're not using their mouth properly. They're going to go tattle on me. When Hashem says, let's see what's going to be the redeeming factor, what's going to help the Jewish people, go and tell them that in a year from now, they're going to borrow a bunch of stuff, play kesef, play zahav, clothing, smalot, they're going to borrow gold and silver and clothing, and they're not going to actually return it. They deserve it, it's their payment. Let's see, are they going to go and use their mouth the right way or use their mouth the wrong way? Are they going to control the ability of speech? We see the same thing by Purim. This year we have a leap year, you have to have Purim in the second month to be Somech, Geula to Geula. The Geula of Purim, Esther, what happened? Nobody knows that she's a Jew. Nobody knows. They could have said, hey, you know, she's really Jewish, but they didn't. They used their mouth properly, they controlled their speech. And that leads to the Jewish people being redeemed. The Jewish people don't go and tell the Egyptians, we have no intention of giving it back to you. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what led us into this problem, if you will, achen noda hadavar, is that we weren't using our speech properly. And now let's see if you control it. Pesach, the name of the Yom Tov, is, to some extent, how are you using your speech? So, as we get ready for Pesach, I don't remember what we have or haven't discussed in the past. I figure if I don't remember, neither do you. So, let's discuss a fundamental element of Pesach. 1 week from tonight, we have Seder night. And we all know, what does Seder mean? Order. Of all names to pick for this night, I don't think I would have picked order. Order is, you come home from shul, you make kiddush, you make wash your hands, with the bracha, make hamotzi. Over here, that hamotzi will be on the matzah, okay? You have your meal, you have some divrei Torah, you have dessert, and Shalom Yisrael, a nice shluch. What's happening over here? You come home, you make kiddush, you wash your hands without a bracha, you start dipping, you break the matzah in half, you start playing hide and go seek. Magid can be hours and hours, depends on how many kids you have back from yeshiva and their notes. Alright? I got one more. No. The food's burning. Okay, one more, and then the other kids got one more, and then the son-in-law, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful. It's now 11 o'clock. You wash again. Then, after you wash, you actually make hamotzi this time with the bracha, and then you start dipping the maror, and then you start making sandwiches, and then you finally have the meal, and then you have dessert, which is matzah, the afikoman, and then Birkat HaMazon. At this stage, my father often would be like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever time it was, he'd be like falling asleep. He's not used to drinking wine. And he's nodding off and he says, Moshe, express. And then you do the halal, and then you do the nirtza. That's Seder. That's chaos. That's the opposite of order. What's going on over here? So we have to understand the chaos of this night. The power of this night. Remember years ago, my son was 7, 8 years old. Someone instructs, what are the makos? Tam tzvadei akinim arov devir shvim barar arbe choshev makat bechorot. And he says, what's the last one? He says, makos bechoros. He says, how come the last one's called makos bechoros? And the first nine are just tam tzvadei akinim arov devir shvim. Either they should all be makat da, makat tzvadei makat, or the last one should just be bechoros. Why is the last one suddenly called makos bechoros? Good question. You ever heard that question?
Yeah.
Good question. So, not a good question? Why not?
Hitting Makkah is the most important one. Hitting Bukharim. Not
Oh, Hashem hit.
During the second one, he described
the picture.
They're all hitting.
They're all hitting. So either so it should just be Bukharis. I won't get into it. You see, Yehuda, when he gives Siman, he goes to Ba'achov. Yeah. So my son, Baruch Hashem, he's always got an answer for everything. He says, the point of the Makos was to get the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. The first nine, they didn't do it. The last one, that's a Makos. That was a good answer. I said, I would have given another answer. So I think it's a good answer. I would have given another answer. What makes the last one Makos Bukharis? So we need to ask a few questions. Erev Pesach next week. Anybody here is a firstborn or has a firstborn child? You need to see him Bukharis. Why? The name of the Yontav Hashem passed over the Jewish houses doesn't kill the Jewish firstborns. We don't say, wow, Hashem let the Jewish people have water. The Jewish people, miracle, we didn't have boils. Why by this last Makkah, suddenly was it seemingly meant to be that the Jewish people were going to have the Makkah, and then Hashem makes a miracle and doesn't do it. We don't say that by the first nine. What's that?
It says that by Bedebe and by others, it says the Lushma Taibshit segregated and made it different.
Yeah, but true, but it does say it, but we don't make a big deal and say it. We really should. What's going on over here?
First nine, nobody died.
Whoa.
Not necessarily. There's different opinions.
It's not mentioned that anybody died.
Okay.
They weren't death producing Makkahs.
So you're saying that's why it's called Makkahs Bukharis? Are you saying?
Death producing Makkahs.
I would think in wild animals it seems like people died. There's different opinions. But agreed, it's the worst Makkah, that's not a question. But why were the Jewish people suddenly susceptible to that Makkah? You're saying but we don't see that any other Makkahs make a big deal. That wow, the Jewish people didn't have wild animals attacking them. I love them. These are Makkahs for the Mitzrayim. So why over here by this 10th Makkah were you suddenly meant to get the Makkah? Another question. We all know, matzah, zu, ashum, ma. Why do we have matzah? Ashum shaloi speak betzekam, because there was no time for the dough to rise. You ever made challah? How long does it take dough to rise?
18 minutes.
18 minutes is the matzah from beginning to end of the process, but somebody's making challah for Shabbos. You go to the bakery, someone's wife is making challah. What? You could be making challah? What? How long does it take the challah to rise?
An hour?
No.
2 hours?
Longer. Yeah, it's left overnight sometimes.
Left overnight? Depends how much yeast you put in. My wife left it overnight and left the whole kitchen full of dough. I don't know if they were making challah. The third Middle Eastern people are making some lafa. How long does it take lafa to rise? Minutes. Even challah, hour, two. What was the rush? There was no time. What was the rush? And it's like they didn't know. Hashem says, take the Korban Pesach. Have the stick in your hands, your belt is ready to go, right? What was the rush? This second, drop everything. What's going on over here? An hour, 2 hours, they couldn't have waited, would have made a difference. So, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tum, famous Arizal, they had to go right now. So I was one time giving a class, and I said, what was the rush? It says the Arizal, they're on the Memtesh Shari, they're on the lowest level. And if they would have waited any longer, that's it, they're done. And one guy raises his hand and says, 1 second, yesterday you gave us a class, and you said to us, what was the schus, and what merit were the Yidden able to leave Mitzrayim? The fact that they took the Korban Pesach, and they went against what they had been doing for hundreds of years. Not only that, they had Bris Milah, Omar lach b'damayi chayich, says the Gemara of Sakhim, that the blood of the Bris Milah mixes with the blood of Korban Pesach. So the guy looks at me and says, surely they were on a higher level than ever before. They just did Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. Whoa, it's Memtesh Shari Tumah. Didn't they just go up a few levels? Surely they're in a better place than they were for the past few weeks or months. So why now? What's the big rush? Good question. That's a great question. Why is it that the Jewish people were susceptible to this Makkah? I once heard Rabbi Hartman give an example. Just imagine you're in a hotel, you're on the 10th floor. Everybody's outside on their balconies. And there's a guy on the 9th floor and he's got a bunch of water balloons and he's sitting there throwing it at everybody. Everybody's getting hit. You're on the 10th floor, you're going to get hit?
No.
You're above him. What if the guy throwing the water balloons is on the roof? You're going to get hit. You're beneath him. Who does all the machlis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not really. Why? Because what do we say about the 10th machlis? Ani velo malach, ani velo salach, ani velo shaliach, ani hu velo acher. Hashem b'chvodo b'atzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and does it himself. Every other machlis is being done by a shaliach, by a sarach, by a malach. When someone passes away, obviously, Hashem took that neshama. We don't say it was Hashem. We say, who did Hashem send? Malach HaMalachs. Everything's done through a malach. All the malachs are done through a malach. We, to some extent, maybe because of the suffering we went through, we were above that. We weren't susceptible to the different malachs. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde b'atzmo is now coming down and killing all firstborns, nobody's above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a big miracle. It's a big deal. I thought to myself, and again, I don't know if this is endlessly. Feel free to disagree. What was the rush? Of course. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Avad, no doubt about it. But if Hashem himself comes down to kill the Egyptians, if Hashem is, there's a greater connection, manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and Hashem's going through Mitzrayim killing the Egyptians, what was the rush? The Kaviyoko, we need to ride his coattails. We better run right now. Drop it. I don't care if it takes another hour. What's an hour? Hashem is here. We gotta run. The time to go is this second. Because Hashem's here. Hashem's busy killing the Egyptian firstborns. We need to run. Even 10 minutes, we don't have. Even 2 minutes, we don't have. We have to run now while we have the Kedusha. There can't be Tumah if Hashem's here. So yeah, they just went up a level or whatever it was. They were in a much better place than ever before. But they still had to rush that second. Don't pack your bags. Be ready to go. Holding your stick. How long does it take to get your stick? Pick up the stick. Be ready to go. Obviously you're showing that you're ready, etc. No. You gotta run this second. Hashem's here. And it's so important for us to appreciate that's not just something that happened in the year 2448 thousands of years ago. That's Seder night. If you count the steps of the Seder, Kadesh, Shurkas, Karpas, Yachas, Magi, Roksa, Maitzi, Matzah, Mara, Kura, Shulchan, Arad, Tzofa, Mara, Halal, there's 15 steps. Because 15 is the number 7 and 8 put together. 7 is everything within the Bria, within nature, and 8 is above nature. We put it together and say, the Seder of a Jew is that there's no Seder. The only rule is, there are no rules. On this night, the impossible is possible. Anything can happen. But I'll be derech hateva. There's no derech hateva. I had a reminder of that this week. I mentioned we at Chazak did a matching campaign. And last Friday we had a meeting with our trustees. And they said, if we see that we're not reaching our goal, do we have a contingency plan? Do we have an emergency plan? And me and my partner, we said, I'll be derech hateva, we're good. We need to raise less money than last year. And we have a lot more teams. Last year we did a campaign, we had 90, 95 teams. This year we have 160. We should be fine. After the first night, I said, Hashem, I don't know what happened. People aren't giving as much, people aren't giving at all. People say, I can't, the teams are... Hashem, we need your help. This is all in your hands, because al-pidera chateva, there's no way we're going to reach our goal. When you think you're good, Hashem says, you're not good. And when you think you're not good, Hashem says, I got this. The Seder of a Jew is, there's no Seder. The order of a Jew is, don't worry about it. Hashem says, on this night, really, normally, to be on a certain level, you have to be a certain type of Jew. You have to do certain things. It shouldn't be Kadesh or Chatz. You go to the mikvah, and then you become holy. It should be Ur Chatz Kadesh. Hashem says, no, Pesach, I'm going to pass over all the rules. I'm willing to put you on this high level. I'm going to jump over all the normal. And this is the night. Dester famously gives the example. There's Kratos in the Bria. You decide, you know what, I want to go to France. Okay. You get on the train, St. Pancras International. You're exhausted. You fall asleep before the train even leaves. Goes all the way to France. Everybody gets off. You're still out cold sleeping. Everybody gets on. Go all the way back. You pull into the station. You wake up. You look at your watch. 6 hours later. Did you go to France? Technically you went, but did you go? You slept through it. Says Rav Dessler, this quickness in the Bria. Aram Avinu is serving matzah to the Malachim. Lushi Vasiu God, it says by Lord Ve'afim Matzot. In the Bria, this is a time of freedom. This is a time of matzah. It's not going to happen for another 400 years, but it's there. The chaos there. Most people, they sleep through it. Yeah, we did our Seder. We did the nice stuff. But we didn't tap into the kairos. We didn't tap into what it means, freedom. And we didn't tap in to understanding Hashem's here. It's not just something that happened then. Every year on Seder night, Hashem b'chvodo b'atzmo is there. He's always there. Mashiach can always come. But Nisan, it's more likely. The odds are much higher. Pesach of all times, Hashem says, I'm here. We have to utilize that. We have to tap into that. We have to understand that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo atzma. There's no messengers. There's no barriers. There's no intermediaries. Hashem says, just me. Seder night, we focus on the kids. And I heard one Rav say, you don't see Moshe Rabbeinu at all. It's not about, just us and Hashem. We don't need anybody or anything. Normally you need the Rav, you need the Rebbe, you need the leader, you need a Moshe Rabbeinu over here. No. No, we don't see Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah at all. It's just us and Hashem. Little kids, they don't worry about what's going to be for dinner. They don't worry about the fact that the energy is being doubled. And who's going to pay the rent and who's going to pay the mortgage. Kids don't worry about that stuff. Why not? Who takes care of it? Daddy does. It doesn't even enter their mind. Hashem says, Seder night, you're all kids. Seder night, you focus on the kids to understand and remember, there's nothing to worry about. I got this. I'll take care of it. You just rely on me, you connect to me, and I'll take care of everything. We have to make sure Pesach, that our mouth is speaking properly. And maybe we weren't doing it right, so Hashem says, I'll give you bidud. I'll give you isolation. You sit at home and you appreciate all the stuff you took for granted. And all the things that you didn't necessarily speak properly about, now you have no one to even speak to. And you miss and you appreciate. And you realize, I can't just be focusing on the negative. I want to live long. I want to be healthy. I want to live Netzav Hashem Tamera. Pesach, I'm using my mouth properly. I'm not gossiping. I'm not giving out secrets. I'm controlling my tongue. And I use it to talk to Hashem, who's here. And I understand that the koyach atfila on this night, incomparable. Why? Hashem's right here. There's no shaliach, there's no messengers, there's no gates, there's no... Me and Hashem. That's why I thought it's called Makas Becharis. Why? Because the last one's done by Hashem. That's a whole nother level. Whole nother league. That's through the malach, through the sarah, through the shaliach. But this one, the Makas Becharis. If we understand and appreciate Hashem is there with us, Seder night, and Al Piderach HaTeva makes no sense that Mashiach should come. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Chacham Ovadia and the Chofetz Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Arizal, and if they couldn't bring Mashiach, what chance do we have? Hashem says, I'll pass over all the rules. You don't deserve it. Al Piderach HaTeva doesn't make sense. But on this night, there's no Teva. The Teva is, there's no Teva. 7 and 8 together. There's no rules. I'll pass over all the rules. It's Kaddish. You're already holy. Then Orchaz. Don't worry about it. Don't think too much. Understand and appreciate you're a kid. Kids don't think. They rely on Hashem. They rely on Tati. They rely on Daddy. They rely on Abba. We have to do the same thing. And if we're able to tap into the Kayach of Seder night, then Emirza Hashem, we'll not just be talking, but we'll be there together in Eretz Yisrael, bringing the Korban Pesach from Mashiach to Kedem Rabbi. Amen.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111